Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jess McLamb is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jess is a new friend. She's the president and the founder of Roper Bookkeeping. We have a mutual friend, our good friend, Mary Cantando. Yeah, that Mary, who's just on the show not too long ago, a few days ago, is a mutual friend of ours, and she's recommended Jess to us to talk to us about how you and I can get better at managing the financial part of our business. And Jess is here to help us with that. Jess McLamb, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. I want to say thank you for all the hard work and dedication that you put into helping small business owners there in the Raleigh area, the Raleigh, North Carolina area. Thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate it. It really is a pleasure. I love working with people, especially people getting ready to start a business that really need some guidance on where to go. And then when they get to the next level and really need to understand their financials a little bit better, that's what I love to do also.
So tell the audience a little bit about the services you provide. What are the different things you do for folks?
Well, we started out several years ago with QuickBooks and being a consultant on QuickBooks and teaching people how to use it and cleaning it up for them and training them what to do with it. And we've kind of expanded that. We went into doing bookkeeping for them when people just
didn't
want to do it themselves.
It's supposed to be idiot-proof, but it's not exactly, is it?
No, it's just like any other piece of software.
If it were idiot-proof, you wouldn't have a job helping people, right?
Well, that's true. But, it's like any other piece of software. You put garbage in, you get garbage out. And so
right.
You really need to understand the basics to get good financials.
So it's operator error. That's the part. But see, again, back to, as I say, if it really were idiot-proof, idiots like me couldn't put garbage in. Okay, so you help them. You've been consulting with people to help them use this so that they can kind of manage their own finances, right?
Absolutely. If somebody has a business, there's no way that they can control their costs, that they control their cash flow, if they don't know what their numbers are. And I think that's the part of a business that people are so afraid of because they don't understand how to do it, so they just avoid it, and that can get them in a lot of trouble.
Are you like me, are you continually amazed at how many people running small businesses keep almost no accounting records? I mean, they keep up with their billing and they pay their bills, but they don't reconcile their checking accounts like they should. They don't produce financial statements until their tax preparer does one for their tax return. Are you amazed at that?
You know, I think now I have stopped being amazed by it because I see it so much.
It's epidemic, isn't it?
It is. You know, when people just come and they'll say, I need you to help me with QuickBooks, and here's a basket with all my stuff for the last year, and that's all they have. I mean, it's literally in a bag or in a basket, and they really have no clue.
And how many businesses have you seen that otherwise had a good business? They had a good product. People wanted to buy from them. They had customers. But they didn't make it merely because they would not keep good records.
Yeah. You know, I teach a lot of classes on starting and running a business. And one of the things I tell people a lot is certainly you need to know your product or service, but what makes or breaks your business is whether or not you know how to run a business.
Mm-hmm.
And a large part of running the business is the financials.
Do you think people think they can become business owners because they can run a household, they know how to buy stuff, and they know how to sell stuff, and they know how they have a personal checking account? And you think people just actually think that it's the same thing?
Well, I think probably part of it is that they don't think about it, is that they think about what they want to do, and however they got into the process of starting a business, whether it was because they were laid off from somewhere and they had to look at something else, or whether they had a special dream, the financial part, other than trying to get the money up front, the financial part ongoing is just not something that they focus on until they get in it and realize that they don't know what they're doing.
I have said for a long, long time now, 25 years probably, that if we could, if you and I could teach small business owners, even ones that are already starting right or in business right now and maybe even are in some trouble, if you and I could snap our fingers and have them understand the relationship between cash and accounting, the relationship between cash and time, that we could end most of the failures. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And also to understand that cash is not profit.
That's what I mean between the difference between cash and accounting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because profit is an accounting term. Profit doesn't exist in the real world. It's just an accounting term, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And if you run out of cash, you're going to go out of business. So you've got to make.
Well, the other thing that I said before you got here is that cash is what you must have today to pay bills, payroll, etc. And so you've got to manage that. That's an immediate management thing that you have to always be working on. But if you don't, and so this moment, this very moment, profit is not your greatest most compelling objective right now. But over the long term, you must operate profitably, or you won't make it, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I talk a lot about is, you know, when people create their financials, and of course in QuickBooks it's very easy to create a P&L and a balance sheet, and assuming that their figures are right and they've entered things right, just looking at their P&L as a snapshot for a month or the year really doesn't tell them a whole lot other than they made money or not. What they really need to look at are the trends and looking at over month by month by month, how are things changing in their income and in their expenses so that they can make pricing decisions and they can make decisions.
And folks, if you're uncomfortable, and this is the tough love that I talk about, Jess. Folks, if you're uncomfortable doing what Jess just said, if you think that that's too much trouble, that's a lot of hassle, and you don't really enjoy that kind of thing, either hire somebody to do it or close up your business now. It'll save you a lot of money either way. What do you think, Jess?
I absolutely agree, because if you can't, number one, if you can't understand the figures, you're in big trouble. But
that's
if you're not looking at them on a regular basis, things happen very quickly in a business,
right.
And if you're not on top of it, you may be behind the ball.
Folks, would you go out in your car at night and drive the wrong way down a one-way street, pitch dark night, in a fog, with no lights on? Would you do that? Well, I don't think so. But if you don't have records, if you're not keeping regular records, that's exactly what you're doing in your business. It's that dangerous. Jess McLamb and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.